Today, Russia announced that it was ready to annex pro-Russian separatist regions and other territories that it controls in southern Ukraine. Russia also said it would soon hold referendums to allow those areas to formally join the Russian Federation. NPR's Charles Maines is in Moscow covering this. And Charles, tell us more about this decision to hold these so-called referendums.
Yeah, sure. You know, today, the Moscow-backed leaders of the self-proclaimed Luhansk and Donetsk People's Republics suddenly revealed they would hold a snap five-day referendum to formally join the Russian Federation starting as soon as Friday. That announcement was quickly followed by near identical moves in really only partially Russian-occupied territories in Kherson and Zaporizhia. These are regions in southern Ukraine. Their proxy governments said they also wanted to join Russia. Russian state media has breathlessly treated the news as historic, kind of on par with Russia's annexation of Crimea from Ukraine following a referendum vote in 2014. And the West certainly sees those comparisons as well. You know, like with Crimea, these new referendums were immediately condemned by the U.S., NATO, Germany, France, and of course Ukraine, who all said in one form or another that the vote would be seen as a sham and fundamentally signaled Russian panic amid these recent Ukrainian battlefield gains. And meanwhile, all evening Russians have been waiting for an announced address by President Vladimir Putin to the nation. Only got pushed back, and then it got pushed back again, and then again, and then the Kremlin announced it wouldn't happen until tomorrow. So we're just left guessing as to exactly what the Russian leader's next move is.
Meanwhile, Russia is being criticized by some of its actions in Ukraine from some unexpected sources. Nationalists at home are complaining that Russia hasn't decisively won. World leaders who were typically friendly to Russia have been critical. Are these announced referendums likely to address some of those growing doubts?
Well, first of all, you're right. You know, India and China, for example, countries whose leaders tend to do their business behind closed doors, made no secret they were concerned with Russian actions in Ukraine. They're causing them headaches politically and economically, and they said this during a regional summit last week in Central Asia. Meanwhile, nationalists at home have been unhappy with the Russian military's performance and Kremlin strategy, you know, arguing that Russia is in danger of losing in Ukraine. And so Moscow's decision to annex territory may go at least some way towards placating these hardline voices, at least for now.
But explain how annexing these territories could help solve Russia's problems on the battlefield. It's not likely to stop Ukraine from fighting for these areas.
It's not. And we're still waiting to hear from Putin. That's important to note. But one of the more plausible arguments here is that these Ukrainian territories are now, or soon will be, according to Moscow, part of the Russian homeland. You know, and in becoming so, it gives the Kremlin legal cover to claim that its forces are now defending Russian land instead of seizing Ukrainian territory. You know, already we've seen Russian lawmakers and even former President Dmitry Medvedev, who's now a member of this Kremlin Security Council, argue that a Ukrainian attack on these newly integrated territories would be seen as an attack on Russia itself. So it seems like a bit of a dare, you know, to Kyiv and its allies in the West to cease this Ukrainian counteroffensive that's been so successful in recent days, while perhaps also providing a justification for the Kremlin to try and mobilize society to defend this newly expanded Russian homeland, you know, if it comes to that.
And so if the referendums go forward, are we likely to see people voting while potentially under attack?
It's very possible, particularly in southern Ukraine, where the fighting is ongoing. And again, these votes get underway Friday.
And NPR's Charles Maines in Moscow. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.